Temple Talks Malta.
Episode 9. Temple Talks to Alex and Matthew Aquilina, owners of the Shakanar Indian Restaurant in Tashbish.
This podcast is produced and hosted by the Temple Magazine team. I'm Mark Mason.
And I'm Susanna Hornby.
Welcome back to Temple Talks Malta, and we are really pleased to have with us Alex and Matt. Hello, guys. How are you?
Hey, guys.
We're good. Thank you. Hi.
It's good to hear your voices. I know things have been really tough for you, as they have for everyone in the restaurant business. But tell me, how are you doing?
Okay, well, how are we doing? Well, you know, we're obviously looking at the whole situation always with a positive view. Things have changed drastically. They have changed overnight. But, you know, we've built a name, we've built a brand, and we thought, okay, how can we use that to take us forward? So we've had some good ideas and I'm putting them through. And otherwise, you know, as family, we're all together. Mm-hmm. We're keeping our social distancing. We're doing our part. Mm-hmm. We're now taking this on as a challenge. Mm-hmm. And trying to make the best of the situation as it is. At the same time, you know, protecting the business, protecting mm-hmm. our staff, mm-hmm. and, you know, and making sure we can get through the whole, you know, COVID period for as long as it takes, so that when things are back, we're back on our feet.
Absolutely. And I think, Mark and I were talking only yesterday, we were saying, when it comes back, it's really going to come back. Mm. It'll show who's been prepared and been thinking about it when it happens from a restaurant point of view. It was a shock, but you know what? This time we should be really celebrating. Well, we've gone past it now, your first birthday. You've been open just over a year down there on the Tashbish waterfront. What sort of year have you had?
Well, it was a very encouraging year. You know, I mean, before we opened the Tashbish restaurant, we were based in St. Julian, so mm-hmm. we were on the market. But, you know, we've come on the scene with top-end, high-end design, you know, perfected our dishes, you know, with 5 years' experience. Mm-hmm. And the response was overwhelming. I mean, we did our projections and our budgets and our forecasts.
Yeah.
But I can safely say that we surpassed this, and people really took our our concepts to heart, and we've seen a very good response.
Yeah, I mean, you certainly have from... You know, from where we've been around, everybody seems to know about you. Everybody's raving about your food. You've picked up a really extended client base.
Yes. In fact, we could safely say that 80% of our custom base are locals, Maltese, mm-hmm. with 20% expats. So to a point, and this is benefiting us at the moment, we weren't so dependent on tourism sector, which obviously has been hit badly, you know, due to the situation. So, you know, having our customer base on the ground, you know, locked here in Malta, was an advantage. You know, obviously, what we've done in the past 12, 13 months, we were ticking the boxes and people responding well. And now they're responding from their homes, you know, then they're supporting us like a lot of people are supporting other restaurants. And it's very important that people continue to support the restaurants, you know, because, you know, when this is all over, and it will be over one day, you know, we want to make sure the restaurants are still there.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Exactly. Matt, tell me, what is so special about Shakanar?
Well, I think what makes it special is that it's authentic in many ways, not just in the food. You know, I mean, our family are passionate about people, good food, and feel good environment. And obviously, that, I mean, when it comes, look, the food is a very big factor, you know, and our chefs, we're so grateful for our chefs who are from North India. Mm. And even just, they always pick the finest ingredients. We always go out of our way to make sure that is always in check and consistent.
Mm.
I think it's a fuse of the team, also including our front of house, the authentic cuisine, the contemporary interior design, and the love for serving people. I think that's the core of the Shakanar concept.
Certainly we feel it when we come in, don't we?
The restaurant has a great feel to it, and it feels like you're coming home when you go there. It's just such a welcoming place to be. Okay.
That's great. I mean, that's the goal, really. It's obviously, like, our goal was to set up, like, a great gastronomic experience, but also a place where some of life's best memories are made. You know, we believe they're made at the table, you know, like, and food is such a special thing to bring people together, to bring community together. So I think we owe it to, like, a few factors, you know, coming together. But like you said, Mark, that's the goal. So you saying that, you know, coming in feeling like you're home, and just having a great time, and eating great food, and that's what it's about, really. You know, I think the core of it is quite simple.
Yeah.
And then the challenge is obviously keeping that consistent, keeping our team happy, our guests happy, and just making sure we go out of our way to make sure that that happens, you know, that our guests are always happy, you know, and enjoy it. Because at the end of the day, when you go out to eat, that's what you want. You want to have a great time. You don't want to stress out, so, you know.
Yeah,
so,
I'd agree with that.
Yeah. If I can add on to that as well, besides the, you know, actual this, I mean, you talked, Mark, about, you know, when you walk into the restaurant, you know, you feel welcome, you feel warm, it feels, you know, we took a lot of time when it came to the design stage, you know, months before we actually opened. I mean, the first 2 months we were literally building the restaurant, you know, rendering, seeing the visuals, seeing the color, beyond the color schemes, you know, to make sure that we created the different areas. You know, it's a longish, you know, the shape is a longish type of restaurant. So we wanted to break it down into different zones and you know, have slightly different feels, but always in a consistent way. Even recently we opened, you know, last few months ago, we opened the outdoor area, which is also complementing. But again, it's a different area. So, you know, you have different experiences.
So, Matthew, you have private dining, don't you, with a separate entrance, which is
Yes, we do. We call it the Goa private dining room. And that it has its own entrance. It seats 16 people comfortably, and it's been booked often, you know, and it's people enjoy that also. So
like you said,
it's got its own entrance. It's got its own sound system also. You can play your own music also if you're in that room. Yeah,
so it's great for private parties or even for businesses wanting to get together and have meetings and eat delicious curry in a private. Brilliant.
Of course,
We've even had a boardroom. We set it up as a boardroom for a few occasions.
Yeah.
Where you know, and then it was followed up by dinner and wine. So So we've managed to, you know, create a slightly different concept, and even the fact that it's private, it's truly private because you have your own entrance.
Yeah.
You know, we can block out any noises coming from the restaurant. You know, and besides that, sometimes, you know, when you have a party of 16 people, they could be a little bit rowdy, a little bit noisy, and having them there, you don't disturb the vibe in the rest of the restaurant.
No, crying. We just can't wait for you to be open again. We can just get back into experiencing that restaurant. It's just fabulous. Tell us what you're doing now. How can we get your food home to us now?
Well, now, obviously, the lifeline is takeaway and delivery.
Mm.
So we're on Bolt, we're on Time to Eat, and you can also place orders directly with us for collection at this point.
Mm-hmm.
We're also, we have also introduced a new offer where every time somebody spends €50, they receive €5 dine-in credit.
Mm.
So if you spend over €100, 100 plus, you get €10 dine-in credit, which then can be redeemed once we open our doors again.
Very good.
So that's what we're offering right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we've also recently added dessert to the menu. They were popular, you know, when the restaurant was open. We thought, why not add what we can on the menu also for takeout.
I love your puddings. They're sort of, they're classic, but with an Indian twist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, we have four desserts. We have the passion for mango. We have the chocolate Raj, which is one of the most popular for the chocolate lovers.
What is that? That's a cake, is it?
It's the cake. Yes. Oh, yes. And then we have the cheesecake, which is not just citrus, which has a lemon tinge, and we have the you know, the vegan lavender velvet as well on our menu. We've also set up the takeout and delivery system in a contactless manner. You know, we don't accept any cash anymore. It's all pay online through Bolt and Time to Eat, or you actually pay by card when you collect. We've set it up in such a way that people would only enter the room one at a time. There's a 2 meter distancing. You know, they just pick up their bag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we affected that. It's important, and it's working very, very, very well, actually.
I'm really pleased to hear that, because we miss it very much, and I think we all feel like we need a treat, or more like sometimes actually can't cook, let's get curry and yours, let's get shakinar in. So where do we find you online?
So our website is shakinamalta.com.
Mm-hmm.
So over there you obviously can see information about the restaurant. Our menus are all up there and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to actually ordering food, you would need to download the Bolt application on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And Time to Eat also have a desktop version.
Mm.
So that's where we're sort of available online. Also, obviously, we're on Facebook, Instagram, and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
We're very active on social media, so any updates mm-hmm. and offers and everything will be on there regularly. Yeah. We tend to post around 3-4 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
So, and yeah, we're at / Shakina Malta / Seafront.
Okay, all right. No, I definitely
Shakina
recommend...
/ Seafront, sorry. Yes.
No, I definitely recommend people to follow your page because your photography is beautiful of those dishes. I mean, the dishes are beautiful in themselves, but
yes.
I'm hungry.
Well, content is really important to us, so we always take our time with the photography. We've got an excellent photographer, Darren Vella, his name is, and he's been a part of the team, you know, for years now.
Mm.
And yeah, I mean, we love our food. We're so proud of the work our chefs do, and we just sort of want to communicate that in the best way.
Yeah.
So we're always on that, you know. Yeah. We do believe in good content, so. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I know you praise your staff highly, but you should praise yourself too as a family because you do so much and you have created such a special restaurant, and we cannot wait for you to be able to open your doors again so that we can all come back and see you for one of bespoke cocktails.
yes.
All right.
No, we can't wait either.
No, quite. Okay, yeah. We can still have your food, which is wonderful. And what's the plan now? Are you just going to roll with it and keep being prepared for when you can reopen?
Well, yes, of course. I mean, right now, one of our, you know, main objectives is to hold on to the rest of, to the whole team.
Mm.
You know, for us, the staff, and not just the chefs, obviously, because the chefs are an integral part of our business, but also our front of house. I mean, they've been with us. The team has been with us since we opened. So they know the system, they know the food, they know the business, and the clients, the guests, our guests know our staff.
Mm.
So right now, that is one of the biggest challenges. You know, we're doing our best, you know, to make sure that this takeout deliveries works. To sustain us through these very hard times.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, our direction and our creativity, and, you know, we discuss on how we can keep engagement with the people out there, with our with our customers, with our guests. We normally refer to them as guests. Now it's a little bit difficult to refer to them as guests, but they are our guests.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have some ideas as well, you know, because right now we're delivering the food in containers, so now we're trying to, you know, I don't know if I should be saying this, Matt, but we have this idea of actually trying to get people to engage, you know, and showing us how they can set the table with chunking food.
That's a great
idea. You know,
it's like a,
you know,
dress your table challenge.
Fantastic.
Like on the line that we really miss serving you, and like we'd like to see how you're serving yourself at home with our food.
That's such a good idea. Yeah, very good. Yeah.
We weren't meant to say that, but now it's out of the bag.
Well, we can always cut it out, but we're going to keep it in.
No, you can leave it in there.
You know, all right.
It's only more pressure on Matt to get it rolling.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. Temple Magazine.
That's right.
Thank you. All right. Take care of yourselves, both of you, and send our best wishes to Berta as well. And we'll see you as soon as we can. Thank you.
Thank you,
great.
Guys.
Thank
nice to have
you.
Pleasure.
Stay safe.
Okay, bye.
Stay
bye,
safe.
Bye.
Ciao. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
For more information, visit shakinamalta.com. You've been listening to the Temple Magazine podcast. Find us on Facebook or visit us at templemagazines.com.
And here's our disclaimer.
Temple Magazine will not be held responsible for any omissions or errors in its podcasts.
Temple's podcasts are produced purely for entertainment purposes. Views and opinions are that of our own or that of our guests.
Thank you to Airport Impressions for the use of their song Berlin, as used at the beginning of this podcast.